Welcome to another Innovation Forum podcast with me, Ian Welsh. I'm with Winifred Malou, Inclusive Markets Advisor Africa at Christian Aid. Welcome, Winnie.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ian.
So we're reflecting on Innovation Forum's recent Smallholder Farmers Conference held in London. Winnie, I wonder, could you give us some insight into how Christian Aid is working with smallholder farmers to get beyond the aid approach?
Christian Aid is working on inclusive markets development approach. We believe that markets are very important to enable poor women, men, and young people get out of poverty. We're talking about people who are producing stuff, traders, service providers, and we are also very concerned about what people consume also at the market end of things. So as Christian Aid, we've taken this opportunity to especially look at the different value chains, mostly agriculture value chains, and how we can enable especially the poor marginalized producers to be able to get value for the products that they produce. And how we do this is we do this in very many ways. First and foremost, we ask the different farmers to aggregate their commodities so that then they are able to benefit from our scale. We also support and strengthen those kind of institutions. We also talk about how it is important for them to have legal institutions like cooperatives, for example, which would enable them have legal entity to get into business contracts, sell contracts, and therefore be able to engage in the formal marketing system. So that's also very important for us. Christian Aid, we make sure that there are areas of power disparities within the market system. And this is, for example, where like you find women, for example, would be taking a huge load within a market system in the production end of things and probably not getting a very good value for the work that they are doing, tilling for more than 8 hours, yet they have to also have an unpaid kind of care duties at home. So we also look at those kind of power disparities and enable the market system to be able to ensure that women are also getting value. And how we do this is we enable the women to get the skills and knowledge that are required for them to reap more value from that kind of market system. At Christian Aid, we also look at access to markets in terms of working with small and medium enterprises, whether it's locally, nationally, and even internationally. We also have a few countries that are actually working on export products. For example, our work in Burundi, we are working in coffee and we are exporting coffee to Europe. So it's also very important that we also look at what kind of companies that we are working with. The small and medium enterprises, some of them would be country-based. And for example, our work in Kenya, where we are working in the honey value chain, we are working with a company called The Hive. The Hive is a company that is producing bees products, the different bees products, around 7 actually, from a beehive. And therefore, their work is to enable beekeepers to aggregate their honey and therefore support them in sourcing for markets, both in country and out of the country. So those are some of the examples of some of the work we are doing.
Obviously, all these sort of programs and projects and initiatives require the smallholder farmers to be skilled. And we talked at the conference about the skills gaps, challenges that are holding back smallholders. So what do you see as the most pressing skills gaps for all the things that you've just mentioned?
For us to be able to enable smallholder farmers to get the commercial levels that are needed for them to interact with formal market systems, skills and knowledge in the work they are doing is very, very important. Farmers need extension skills, extension agronomic knowledge. They need to know which seed to plant, when to plant, what's the spacing, what kind of tillage they need. They need to know when to apply fertilizer and all this kind of knowledge and skills. They also need to know how to operate and to be able to interact with technology that is at their level. And therefore, skills and knowledge is very important for farmers, for them to be able to get all this knowledge on how to be better at farming and be able to compete with other developing countries.
And is it accessing the market that's the key for you, for the smallholders? That's the key to their development?
Yes, accessing markets is one of the key areas because we are supporting smallholder farmers to think beyond subsistence. They would normally grow for their own homes. They would normally grow for food security. But then they need to start growing also for something bigger than that. They need to be growing and interact with markets so that they can get incomes to also cater for their other needs within the home and also be able to live, of course, beyond $2 a day. They need to be able to get income. So for them to access goods and services is important. Farmers need to make sure that those goods and services, as they enter or get ready for the market, are of good quality. And those goods should also be the quantities that are required by the market. Different companies would be requiring different tonnage, probably of staples, probably of vegetables, and farmers have to deliver that to the market. Otherwise, there's going to be a disconnect in terms of what is demanded by the market.
Sure. And I guess developing the smallholder farmers' businesses is one of the big things that will help encourage the younger people in the farming communities to stay as farmers. And that's what big brands, you know, the people buying the commodities need for their continuity of supply. So taking a company perspective then, what do you think companies should do more of to help their smallholder farmers?
That's a very good question. I feel companies are not doing enough. Let me start by saying that. And I think it can only be a win-win relationship. Companies would not get much if farmers are not producing. The companies will not get the quality they need if farmers are not producing it. And therefore, in my opinion, companies need to start investing in their supply chain and investing big. One of the examples that I could give is I feel companies should be able to design extension models for farmers alongside them being a market for those commodities. In this respect, then, companies should be able to employ agronomists who understand the kind of quality they need, when and what to plant, what kind of seed. And therefore, they are able to bridge that knowledge gap that a farmer might not necessarily have. But that should not stop there. I think also companies need to come together with other stakeholders like ourselves as Christian Aid and support communities to create sustainable models so that even the institution in itself can grow and can move on beyond the current support that the community is getting. I feel that it makes sense if companies, for example, ensure that there are institutions that where farmers can be able to get skills, for example, on how to use certain tools, on how to do agronomic practices, so that then even beyond the company or the NGOs that work in certain localities, these communities have access to those institutions. They are able to go there and get that knowledge and skills. I also think companies should be very much interested in supporting the governance systems of farmers, and this would be cooperatives or aggregation models. One that Christiane, for example, is working on is what we call the commercial hub system. This is a system where farmers from different localities identify a central point where they can bring their products. And that central point is not just for aggregation, but they're also able to get certain services. So this, for example, would be a good investment for a company that is interested, for example, in honey or sorghum or green grams or rice. So then they are able to come and support these communities to enable this kind of system to thrive, because that is a system that is locally designed, it's locally owned, it's got a local governance system, and therefore if the company supports it, if it gets stronger, then the company also will be able to get what they need from that locality.
We do hear increasingly from leading companies that they want to develop or help smallholder farmers develop their own businesses. So turning it back onto the farmer's side, what appetite do you find that smallholder farmers have for developing their own businesses? You know, companies want to encourage entrepreneurship, but do you see that matched by ambition from the farmers themselves?
I think so. I have quite some experience working with smallholder farmers, and I do think smallholder farmers want to thrive. First and foremost, they want to lead a better life. And what better incentive is that? That for every extra coin or income you get closer to improved nutrition, improved education, improved livelihood. That is already an incentive for farmers. So farmers have a very huge incentive to live a better life that they are currently living. And therefore, that in itself is it's a good push towards entrepreneurship. The other thing is, when you look at impact the entrepreneurial capacity that farmers need to have. Anybody needs education. If farmers are well educated, they should be able to get the kind of knowledge that is needed for them to understand business, for them to understand the importance of record keeping, for them to understand the importance of making contracts and honoring them. And those, all these kind of business-related development services that they need to acquire. Farmers are the owners of factors of production. I'm talking about land. I'm talking about labor. So they need to make wealth out of these factors of production. And that is also an incentive for them to want to improve and develop.
Into the future, is the kind of market and business approach one that Christian Aid wants to develop further? How much a part of Christian Aid's work is this program going to be?
Christian Aid intends to grow this work. And one of the ways that we intend to grow this work is we are calling upon businesses. In fact, I can give examples. We have started discussions with Diageo, and we want to work with businesses so that then we can tell the businesses, here is an opportunity to invest in communities. This is what they have. What can you guys put on the table? And what can we together put on the table so that we enable this kind of relationship to grow? We are looking at scale and impact. For these farmers to be able to grow and to thrive, we need to invest more, and we need to look beyond what everybody is calling quick wins, low-hanging fruits. If you're in agriculture, you know this is not something that you can hang on. You need to invest in longer-term relationships, and this is 3 to 5 years, so that then farmers can be able to invest in their land and see something come out of it in 3 years. Get into the mix and therefore be willing to grow. We also need to invest in policies, because then government make policies for the wider nations, wider regions, and therefore we'll be able to pull in more people in that kind of space. We also need to look at capital. One of the ways we are looking at is to attract as many impact investors as possible, because they have demonstrated in this kind of market system that their business models are more financially inclusive as compared to the regular or traditional banking sector. So those are some of the other kind of services that we'd like to draw in so that this work can grow more.
Winifred, best of luck with bringing together businesses and all other stakeholders, including the smallholders, in pushing forward in a market and business-based approach. Winifred Malou from Christian Aid, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ian.